Oklahoma is moving to a new method of carrying out executions. Officials say they'll use nitrogen gas to execute death row inmates. Oklahoma, as well as other states, including Arizona, have had a very difficult time getting the drugs they used to use to carry out execution, as the companies that make those drugs refuse to sell it to states who use it for that purpose. Joining me to talk about this is Deborah Denno. She's a professor at the Fordham Law School, where she teaches criminal law and criminal procedure. She's also studied execution methods for more than 20 years. Deborah, how big of an experiment do you consider what Oklahoma is doing?
Oh, I think it's a huge experiment. It's a bigger experiment than any other method of execution that we've ever used. I mean, nobody's ever used this, number one. Number two, there were never physicians involved in evaluating this. It was evaluated by two criminal justice professors and a political science professor. The person who picked it was a former Oklahoma Highway Patrol officer who really has expressed no concern about the humaneness of a method of execution. I think this was just a way of getting around lethal injection for him. There are many other problems on how this method would even be implemented that's never been specified.
You talk about getting around lethal injection. This is something that a lot of states, including Arizona, have been dealing with, the fact that they just cannot get the drugs used to carry out lethal injections. Do you foresee that more and more states are going to be looking to methods like nitrogen gas as a way to carry out executions, given that they can't get the drugs that they would prefer to use?
Different states have been doing different things and trying to get away around the lethal injection issue. Some states have started relying on some of the earlier methods. I mean, South Carolina, for example, starting to rely on electrocution. Other states are just waiting and trying to get another kind of drug. But then I think it's inevitable that some states are going to be trying to do something different, such as nitrous. So we'll just have to see. It's always hard to predict now.
Do you foresee that the makers of nitrogen gas at some point might follow the makers of the drugs that have been used in lethal injections and might say, look, we're not going to sell it to you if this is how you're going to use it?
Absolutely. I think whoever is providing the gas, and at least in some places there has been the mentioning of a particular business, will feel under scrutiny for allowing their product to be used in such a way. I think that's inevitable.
So does that mean then that corrections officials, if they're going to continue carrying out executions, if death penalty is on the books and prosecutors keep pursuing it, that they're just going to have to continue sort of moving down the list of possible things to use in executions?
They're going to be moving down the list, getting more and more experimental as they do so, as we've already seen. And this is a prime example with the gas. It certainly could be the worst form. I mean, lethal gas in the past and the way that it was used in this country was horrifying. I mean, it had the worst effects of any other method of execution. That's number one. But number two, with all this scrutiny, I think states are going to get even more and more secretive. We've already seen that.
So do you think then that at some point, maybe market forces rather than political forces will cause states to say, look, it's just not worth it anymore?
I think market forces have already had a huge impact. I think they're going to be having an even greater impact for all the reasons that you're suggesting.
So do you think then that maybe the death penalty is on its way out?
We've seen a precipitous decline in the death penalty since 1999, executions going down every year. So I think it is on the way out. I think that's inevitable. It's just a matter of when.
What's your timeline, do you think?
I don't know. I don't put a timeline on this. I think that people have done so, have not always been accurate. It really depends, because we're dealing with 50 states in this country, and of course a large number of those don't have any kind of death penalty at all. In some, the death penalty is almost at the end, even if they have the death penalty on their book. So it may be a remaining one, two, or three states that are just not wanting to let go, and it's hard to predict when they're going to have to, or when the United States Supreme Court is going to be putting a stamp on this process.
All right. Deborah Denno is a professor at the Fordham University School of Law and an expert on the death penalty. Deborah, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, too. Thank you.